You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
Thank you.
There they are, Baby Soda Jazz Band, and that was recorded Friday, this past Friday, and I'm so glad. This was my one request, and Jared Engel asked me what I wanted to hear, and the only one missing from the lineup was Kevin Lewis, wasn't there, but we had Kevin, and we didn't have Kevin, he was gone, but we had Peter Ford and Jared, and of course Emily Asher, and Adrian Cunningham was playing clarinet and sax on this session, but this was the best version of this I've heard in a long time, maybe ever, and I'm so glad I requested this, and you might even hear me croaking along in the background during the band chorus, the Sheik of Araby. Yes, what a night that was. That was a lot of fun. If you have any opportunity ever to go hear Baby Soda, please avail yourself of that, because you will not be disappointed. You will have the most fun you could possibly have with your pants on. And I mean that, seriously. And this is Radiola, and yes, and we always do the show with our pants on, as far as you know. And I'm Andy Senior, and I'm going to stand by that statement. I'm not going to embellish. We're going to persist now in this, and that song goes out to someone who unfortunately won't be able to hear it, but that's too bad. We also have this. The Fisk University Jubilee Quartet, 1909, and let's dip into reality, shall we? As far as what we're looking at, possibly. Yeah, Golden Slippers.
What kind of shoes are going to wear? Golden slippers. What kind of shoes are going to wear? Golden slippers. Golden slippers. I'm bound to wear them and shivering sun. Oh, yes, 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 my lord. I'm going to join the heavenly choir. Yes, yes. Yes, my lord, and soldier of the cross. Oh, yes, 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 my lord, I'm going to join the heavenly choir. Yes, 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 my lord. Soldier of the cross. What kind of crown you're going to wear? Starry crown. What kind of crown you're going to wear? Starry crown. Starry crown. I'm bound to wear thy sand-glittering sun. Oh, yes, 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 my lord, I'm going to join the heavenly choir. Yes, yes. Yes, my lord, I'm a soldier on the cross. Oh, yes, 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 my lord, I'm going to join the heavenly choir. Yes, 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 my lord. Soldier on the cross. What kind of song you're going to sing?
New.
What kind of harp you're going to play?
Golden harp, golden harp. I'm bound to play with our shine-glittering sun.
Oh,
yes, 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 my lord, I'm going to join the heavenly choir. Yes, 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 my lord, I'm a soldier on the cross.
Oh,
yes, 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 my lord, I'm going to join the heavenly choir. Yes, 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 my lord. Yes, 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 my
lord. Johnny Jones was growing older, but the girl he's growing colder. Never had a sweetheart, and his mother asked him why. She told him that he was missing good times, girlies, dances, kissing. Ask him, don't you want a sweetheart? He made this reply. I want a big red apple on a stick. I want a big red apple that I can lick. I don't ask for cream puffs or an orange. I don't ask for pies or pastry. Something to me is much more tasty. I want a big red apple that I can lick. I think it's got the sweetest kind of kick. Ma, I've always been your treasure. Don't take away my only pleasure. I want a big red apple, apple on a stick. I want a big red apple on a stick. I want a big red apple that I can lick. One night at a party, he met Mary Jane. Dressed in style with not much honor, she got him in a shady corner. John acted so darn bashful and so shy. She said, I'll make him kiss me if I die. Then said, leaning on his shoulder, what do you want? And then he told her, I want a big red apple, apple on a stick. I want a big red apple on a stick. I want a big red apple that I can lick. His ma kept insisting that he must get wet. She told him no more he'll tarry, then picked a girl and made him marry. After the ceremony, they went home. He and his little birdie all alone. Like a bride, she started sighing. Then like a boob, he started crying. I want a big red apple, apple on a stick.
Thank you.
Joe Candulo and his Everglades Orchestra. That's Arthur Fields on the vocal. I Wish You Were Jealous of Me, 1926. And that's rather, there's some jazz in there. Joe Candulo did lead a very, very good jazz group, and that's a nice copy of that. Sometimes these perfects and Pathé Actuels and other ones, even really good ones, are beat up and were used out in the perhaps his second base by somebody, but that's in good shape. And very nice to have it. Before that, George Watts, another performer who was unknown to me before this show, but a marvelous recording, and I just wish I had more of his stuff because it's very good. I Want a Big Red Apple on a Stick, 1923. And I guess whatever you want, you should get. I hope you get it, really. I think we all need to get what we want in life, and at least insofar as it isn't harmful to us. It won't hurt a thing to have a big red apple on a stick once in a while, provided you've taken your you can digest it properly, I suppose. The Fisk University Jubilee Quartet, Golden Slippers, 1909, and yes, that's mortality. Yeah, that's it. That's what we got, and however you deal with it, that's all. This is Radiola, and my mortality, I hope, is some years away, and I'm going to stave it off. I hope I'm doing this show. I won't see the next transit of Venus, but I want to stick around another few years anyway. And this is Radiola. We're not going anywhere. I'm Andy Senior, and yeah, I've only said that about 80 times. Let me say that again later. Let's persist. Continue on Radiola. With Peter Van Steeden as Van and his Hotel Half Moon Orchestra. Scrappy Lambert in 1927. Let a smile be your umbrella, but make sure you take some vitamin C along with that, too. Thank you.
rainbow man, start shining for me. Now please don't hide, come outside, want to say hello, oh Mr. Rainbow Man, start shining for me. Won't complain though the rain is gloomy, 'cause your smile will bring good luck to me. Show your face any place, way my blues will go, oh Mr. Rainbow Man, start shining for me.
Wabash Dance Orchestra. That's Dick Robertson, Ud Small. That's My Weakness Now, 1928. And that was off the Jazz Oracle CD. And I like it. Yes, that's my weakness. My weakness is doing the show every week. Or maybe it's my strength. I'm not sure. If I told you what my weakness is, you'd probably get an intervention for me. So let's not even get into that. The Rounders, that's Harry Reeser with Smith Ballou on the vocal. Rainbow Man, 1929. That's a song I've never heard before, yet very... could be interpreted a number of ways, I suppose, but there it is. There's a singer around this town who hands out on street corners whose name is Rainbow, and he's a much beloved character, though perhaps you wouldn't want him to use your towels. And Van and his hotel Half Moon Orchestra, Scrappy Lambert, Let a Smile Be Your Umbrella, 1927, and that's just how I feel. You know, hygiene is a lot. I think that's very important. That it keeps. I probably wash my hands enough, and that's all I want to say. And I'm Andy Senior, and I do practice as much hygiene as I can stand. Patricia Rosborough, and I have not enumerated the selections on this in this medley, but we do have it, and I felt it fit here. This is the title on this is Selections from the Crooner, and here's Patricia Rosborough with that solo. Thank you.
sing their best beside the old domestic hearth, along the garden path, and in the morning bath. Just rejoice and try the voice, let the note resound. Don't forget its melody that makes the world go round. Never forget that one good tune deserves another. This is a song I can sing. I'm feeling like a nightingale that's on the wing. Do, 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 do. I only know I never want to hear another. This is a song that will cling like the story of the roses and the ring. Do, 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 do. It would sound a sheer delight on the phone, or trombone, xylophone. I could dance to it all night on my own. Two alone, saxophone. Never forget that one good tune deserves another. This is a song I can sing. I'm feeling like a nightingale that's on the wing. Do, 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 do. Sound a sheer delight on the phone, or trombone, xylophone. I could dance to it all night on my own. Two alone, saxophone. Never forget that one good tune deserves another. This is a song I can sing. I'm feeling like a nightingale that's on the wing. Do, do. Pretty little thing, isn't it?
When the sun set in the sky, flowers never die, babe. Friends don't pass you by
for that moment.
When the folks say how do you do, like they mean it too. When mammy's love is true, 'cause that's my own. I'm always welcome by, no matter where I roam. Just a little shack to me is home sweet home. Where the Swanee River flows, the shady pine tree grows. I needn't say no more, 'cause that's my home.
Louis Armstrong and his orchestra, That's My Home, 1932. And you got to love him. That's all. Oh, yes. Sweet stuff. Before that, something equally sweet. Jack Buchanan, 1934, on an English Columbia issue, One Good Tune Deserves Another. I think that was from Brewster's Millions. So that's what you have there. Very nice stuff. And Patricia Rospero, Selections from the Crooner, 1933, on Parlophone. And that's very nice stuff. Those are all British issues, by the way, because the Armstrong was on HMV rather than Victor. And sounds okay. I like that high-fidelity sound in there. This is Radiola, and I'm Andy Sr., and I just, again, the whole point of my doing this show is that people feel better after they listen to it than when they started. And that's my objective, because I really feel that way, and I feel that way myself, because when I listen to it, I do want to feel that way, and I feel I achieve that most weeks. So if I do this week, that'll be good too. It's not a bad thing to do that. And taking on other people's stuff is like taking on. Let me phrase it this way. Stress is like homegrown zucchini. Everybody wants to give you some of theirs. So don't take any zucchini. You know, you can grow your own zucchini, but you have to deal with it sometimes. But don't take on more than you can handle. That's all I can say. And let us, after that bit of extremely homely wisdom, we have Gene Cardos, a rather beat copy of this, but after the first half a minute or so, it's quite listenable. So let us not, no apologies for this stuff. You may hear some roughness. Dick Robertson in 1932, Alexander's Ragtime Band.
Come on in here, come on in here, Alexander's Ragtime Band. Come on in here, it's the best band in the land. They can play a bugle call like you never heard before. That's just the bestest band, what am, honey lamb. Come on along, let me take you by the hand. Up to the man, who's the leader of the band. And if you care to hear that Swanee River played in ragtime, come on in here, Alexander's Ragtime Band. Thank you. want to hear the Swanee River played in ragtime.
When you kissed her is who?
what a little moonlight can do.
Ray Nichols and his Four Towers Orchestra, that's Al Graff on the vocal, What a Little Moonlight Can Do, 1935, on Bluebird. And I've had that on the hard drive a while. It's there's a bit of a scuff in there, but who cares? Yeah, no apologies. We're just going to, let's just play records. Let's just play records, that's all. George Hall, and this is a nice copy, the Hotel Taft Orchestra, Johnny McKeever on the vocal, The Night Is Young and You're So Beautiful. Oh, yes, 1936, also on Bluebird, beginning with a Victor. Alexander's Ragtime Band from 1932, that's Gene Cardos, Dick Robertson on the vocal, and yes, good, wonderful stuff. This is Radiola, and I like it. Yes, I do. We're enjoying ourselves here, as we should, as others no doubt would want us to, who are not here enjoying themselves also. In heaven there is no beer, and that's why I'm drinking it all down here. And I'll give you some. I don't know. Xavier Cugat and his Waldorf Astoria Orchestra, and I'm never quite sure how to approach his first name, so I just blunder into it. Carmen Castillo on the vocal, and this is a little worn but lovely tune, and it's a tango. Clavel del Aire, 1937 on Victor, and it's sweet stuff.
Oh,
Milt Hirth Trio, Honky Tonk Train Blues, 1940. And there's, I got to get more Milt Hirth in here. Oh, yeah. Nice one to finish with there. Xavier Cugat and his Waldorf Astoria Orchestra, Carmen Castillo, Clavel del Aire, 1937. And I want to thank you for listening with me for 2 hours to this great music. I'm glad we're all, those of us who are here to play records, let's play records. By God, let's do it. And I'm Andy Sr., and I do appreciate you listening to Radiola every week that you do, and as long as you do. And let us finish now with Harold Yates, Cooper Lawley. I think this is Sigmund Krumgold playing the organ in the evening,
1928. Daytime brings its share of joy and sorrow. First a little smile and then a frown. Gone is every care until tomorrow. Every time I see the sun go down. In the evening, when my daily work is through, though I'm weary, I'm not blue. In the evening, gone is every care. And I walk.